In today's news headlines, nearly 60 former national security officials are expected to issue a statement on Monday in opposition to President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration to obtain funds for his border wall. The statement bears the names of former State Secretary Madeleine Albright and former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, among others, and says in part, quote, "Under no plausible assessment of the evidence, is there a national emergency today that entitles the president to tap into funds appropriated for other purposes to build a wall at the southern border. It will be issued on the eve of the House voting on a resolution of disapproving of Trump's move and will also be entered into the congressional record. The statement will support the numerous lawsuits that have been filed against the president's declaration. Some members of Trump's own party may be planning to vote with Democrats on the House and Senate bills expressing disapproval of the declaration. Among them are GOP Senator Roy Blunt, chair of the Senate Rules Committee, who said on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday that Trump made a, quote, unfortunate decision.
I don't know yet. I don't like the process. I don't think that the emergency declaration law was written to deal with things that the president asked the Congress to do and then the Congress didn't do. It's never been used that way before. I want to look carefully at the law. I want to hear what the president's lawyers have to say about it. I really think the president would have been better served by, one, taking the money that he got in the bill he signed, two, using the transfer authority he had, and I am absolutely confident that those two amounts of money would be more money than could be spent between now and September the 30th. I think it's an unfortunate decision.
That's Republican Senator Roy Blunt on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, President Trump is sending an additional 1,000 U.S. troops to the border with Mexico, bringing the total by early March to 6,000. A Defense Department official explained the troops' mission, saying, "We are now transitioning to supporting areas between the ports of entry. We're laying down another 140 miles of concertina wires. We're about 30% done with that, as well as providing a ground-based detection and monitoring system in support of customs and border protection." Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan visited troops stationed at the border on Saturday, along with General Joseph Dunford, chair of the Joint Chiefs. While there, Shanahan tested several riot control weapons, firing them while standing right at the border, a highly unusual and symbolic move. The president headed to Vietnam on Monday for high-level talks with North Korea's leadership and a one-on-one meeting with Kim Jong-un. It's the second meeting between the two leaders. After the first meeting, U.S. representatives expected North Korea to begin denuclearizing immediately, but that has not yet happened. And the White House is now lowering expectations for the outcome of the second summit. Trump said to a group of U.S. governors on Sunday, quote, "We have a special feeling. I think it's going to lead to something good, but maybe not." He also said that he would not be pressuring North Korea to give up its weapons immediately, saying, quote, "I'm not in a rush. I don't want to rush anybody. I just don't want testing. As long as there's no testing, we're happy." Speaking about ongoing trade talks between the U.S. and China, Trump said on Sunday that he was delaying tariffs on about $200 billion worth of Chinese imports because of, quote, "substantial progress made between the two countries." He announced that he was going to hold a summit at his private golf resort in Florida with the Chinese leadership to sign a deal to that effect. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report is expected to be delivered to Attorney General William Barr any day now. If Barr does not make the report public, House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff wants Mr. Mueller to testify publicly, as he said in an interview on ABC's This Week on Sunday.
Bill Barr has committed in his testimony to making as much of the report public as he can, and the regulations allow him to make it all public, and we're going to insist on it becoming public.
What if they simply say no, we're not going to release the underlying evidence? What options do you have?
Well, we will obviously subpoena the report. We will bring Bob Mueller in to testify before Congress. We will take it to court if necessary. And in the end, I think the department understands they're going to have to make this public. I think Barr will ultimately understand that as well.
That's Congressman Adam Schiff speaking with ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. A major Vatican summit on sexual abuse within the Catholic Church ended on Sunday, and after 4 days of hearing testimonies from survivors and others, few, if any, concrete resolutions emerged. According to the Washington Post, the summit, quote, "left the Catholic Church much where it started at the beginning of the week, asking for more time from an impatient faithful to draw up ways to reliably police itself." Pope Francis, in a speech, said, "We are dealing with abominable crimes that must be erased from the face of the earth," but he offered few specifics. On Venezuela, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday said that all options were on the table. He also dishonestly claimed that the man who has declared himself interim president was, quote, duly elected.
"We've already taken action. Action to support the Venezuelan people, and we'll continue to do that. They have a duly elected interim president, Mr. Guaido. We're going to continue to support him. We'll continue. The American people have been most generous, providing a couple hundred tons of food, medicine, hygiene kits for the Venezuelan people. Those are the actions of the American people and the Trump administration to support democracy in Venezuela."
"But no military force."
"We've said every option's on the table. We're going to do the things that need to be done to make sure that the Venezuelan people's voice, that democracy reigns, and that there's a brighter future for the people of Venezuela."
All right, let's...
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday saying without a hint of irony that he wanted to make sure that, quote, democracy reigns in Venezuela, while implying the possible use of military foreign intervention. A videotaped exchange between a number of children and California Senator Dianne Feinstein at her office in San Francisco on Friday afternoon has gone viral. The young people, one as young as 7, asked Feinstein to support the Green New Deal resolution. Instead, Feinstein responded in a way that has been widely denounced as condescending.
"I was elected by almost a million vote plurality, and I know what I'm doing. So, you know, maybe people should listen a little bit."
"I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you. You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I can't vote."
"Well, you didn't vote for me."
"Well, she voted."
That's Senator Feinstein responding to a group of young people who wanted her to support the Green New Deal resolution. And finally, Sunday's Academy Awards disappointed many, with the Best Picture win going to the highly polarizing film Green Book, a story about a white man hired by a black musical artist to keep him safe on a tour of the South. Critics have denounced it as a white savior film. Filmmaker Spike Lee also won Best Director for Black Klansman and gave this acceptance speech.
"The 2020 presidential election is around the corner. Let's all mobilize. Let's all be on the right side of history. Make the moral choice between love versus hate. Let's do the right thing. You know I had to get that in there."
That's Spike Lee on Sunday night after his first Oscar win. President Trump slammed the speech on Monday as a, quote, racist hit in a tweet. This year's Oscars broke the records for the most black awardees ever, with 7 African-Americans winning in 6 categories. And that does it for our headlines today.